Tuesday when I got home, my mother wanted to hug. She was a hugger, you know. And she said, hug your man. Hug your man. And, you know, I was an athlete, you know. I said, Mom, I don't want to hug you. I don't feel like hugging you tonight, you know. You know how your kids can go through their stages. She said, I remember when you were a mother's boy, and now you always hug your mother. Boy, I can tell she's about to cry. You know, you can always tell when they're about to cry, they get the shoulder shakes, you know. And then they skip syllables. She said, I said, thank you. And I started whispering to her, don't cry, Mom. Don't cry. But Floyd was over there in the lazy boy recliner, reading the Austin American Statesman paper. He heard what was going on. You know, dads hear what they want to hear. And I'm just going to be frank with y'all because you're the counterpart of the pastor. You can handle this. This is life. He heard that Mama was upset. He knew that Mama was unhappy. He might be unhappy, but you know what I mean? We won't go into that tonight, but I always wondered as a boy, why is he always on her side? But you know, now I know as a married man, he grabbed that stick on the side of that lazy boy and went, boom! Stood up and said, boy, you hug your mother up. And he's big, let me tell you, he is still big. I still tremble when I'm around him. So I put my arms around him just barely, and she said, that is not a hug. I looked at my dad and I read his lips. Hug your mother. I picked her up, I squeezed her tight, I kissed her on the neck, and right on the mouth. She said, I'm your mother. I said, well, I kissed you. She said, I don't care for them twisting kind of kisses. I said, well, isn't that the way you and Daddy kiss? She said, no, it isn't. I said, poor old Daddy. Oh, don't you know he's frustrated when he wants his love boat? But anyhow, okay. Well, when I hugged her that tight, she got a little head lodged right in here. And she said, you stink under your arm. She said, you go take a shower. I said, Mom, I ain't gonna take a shower. I took one to school. I ain't gonna take another one, man. She said, the coach doesn't make y'all use soap, and I'm irritated. I'm gonna bring that up to Booster Club next Booster Club. I mean, here we were, state champs 3 out of 4 years at Booster Club meeting, you know, hundreds of people there, and my mother said, Coach, can y'all provide stuff for the ball? And I'm going, oh, Mom. But you know how moms are. And I said, Mom, I ain't even taking another shower. She said, listen, young man, I know you take a shower, and you thought it was a secret. I know that you did not. I said, Mom. And all of a sudden, Daddy grabbed that stick on the side of that lady's ball, and boom! Floyd was up again. He said, you can go wash your armpits right now. Floyd is specific. He's an inerrant. He didn't say wash the whole body. He just said armpits to the camera. You know what I mean? He's specific. Floyd is very specific. I looked at him and I said, yes, sir. I did not argue with Floyd Leon. You know, I remember when I was associate pastor along with Joel Gregory. Have you ever heard Joel Gregory preach? Ooh, he's a preaching dude. He's probably going to be one of the finest, and probably is the finest, but just not everybody knows it yet. One of the greatest preachers in all Southern Baptist Kingdom Island. And Unum and Theraphim Unum or whatever. And Joel can preach. He has a voice like God. Hell can reach as far as done and built. He's not unspeakable. And I was an associate pastor. Boy, I enjoyed being with him. I wanted a pastor. You know how he was preaching. I dreamed of the day of having my first pastor. Finally, one day, First Baptist Church, Rogers, Texas, called me. I knew they were conservative church because they still called their pulpit committee pulpit committee. I'm telling you, I'm going to warn you guys about something. You can tell if they're moderate to lower moderate. If they call it a pastoral search committee, watch out. But if they still call it pulpit committee,
You don't do good conservative church. And it needs to sort of sound like they're saying bullpen. They call me and say, this is the bullpen committee. They're sort of mad, you know, because they missed three football games, Cowboys on TV, going to hear preachers.
They missed three ball games,
going to hear preachers, you know. And they hate being on a cool big major football seat, so the most time they've got to, you know, find a preacher in the spring or something. And they called me and said, well,
we've got your Xerox picture on the resume, you look pretty good, doesn't you? You'd like to be our pastor? Would you like to pray about it? I said, I don't need to pray about it, I'm coming.
Friend, when you only had one invite, go. And that's what I've done, and I always will do. I've had two invites in my life, one to Rogers, one to Saginaw. I've been to Saginaw 4 years, ain't nobody invited me. But anyhow, they called and I said, we're coming. Boy, I said. Then he called back, old El Ray. Now, El Ray was a deacon. And he was the type of deacon, good deacon, loved the Lord, loved his church, a tither, kind of guy engaged to the Baptist, I mean, mission calls to his wife, told him he didn't, he'd be the deacon. He always,
man, we're going to do this, you can't tell your right for every year. He'll
write that check out, but he's a good man, has a good heart. And he also the type to start having a big tummy. And usually wears his tie a little too short, you know what I mean? Now that's all right. If you, some of you fit that category, you'd be proud. Took you years to develop that. That nice tummy right there. But he sort of had a short tie. And a big tummy. And he called me on the phone and said, Brother Dennis, we realize it's a costly endeavor to move down here on Google Beach.
We've decided it won't cost you a dime. We got a cattle trailer. He said, we're going to spray it out real good. We're going to come up there and load you up, bring you down here, won't cost you a dime.
My wife is 4 foot 11, weighs 100 pounds, very petite, very cultured woman. Grew up in Fort Worth there, Eastern Hill there. Went to Sagamore Hill Baptist Church. She's very cultured, but she lost, when she heard about the cattle trailer and her furniture, she just, you know, y'all need to be sensitive to pastor's wife. They're very, you know, they go along with everything with her. A few things they just, you know, and she overheard that on the phone, and she just lost it. He comes back on the phone and says,
Brother Dean, is your wife charred as bad as
about coming to Rogers. Leaving Fort Worth, leaving North Hills Mall, Ridgemar Mall, Northeast Mall, Galleria, all kinds of malls, outlet malls, coming to Rogers, Texas that had one store called You Sack It, You Pass. Had one glass door, on one side said push and the other side said push. That took 5 years to put that on there. We went down there, and boy, I preached my heart out. See, I've been to seminary. I learned how to use high gestures for the heavenly meaning, gestures for the work, for the just the daily life, and lower gestures for the negative things. I learned how to use combination gestures. From the John Travolta of Southern Baptist. I've been to the seminary. I learned how to talk loud. I learned how to talk soft. On some occasions, I learned how to cry. If we're in a building program. And I preached my heart out down there. They're going to be baptizing. We baptized in Rogers, Texas. 30 years before me, was Bill Schamburg. Did that. He paved the way for me. Built that auditorium that we were in at that present time. Had a baptistry. Had a picture in the back of the baptistry. How many of y'all in your church have a picture, a painting in the back of your baptistry? We had one around. Beautiful picture in the brass ribbon. Ribbon. Picture Jesus and John the Baptist. Two white guys, blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful Jewish people. Sheep and armadillos in the background. One of the ladies in the church, her sister painted it. We did not move that picture. I remember one of the ladies in the church said, I think it adds so much to the service. I said, yes, it does add a lot. But I was going to baptize, and we were the type of church that we liked, when we baptized until they voted. Therefore, we had a glass thing, a cross. That's why I'm asking. Do you ever wonder why they have those glass things? You want to be sure that they do go under and see them both. We don't want no faking business. We want to see that they went under. Otherwise, it might as well be a Lutheran or something. Well, I got in there and baptized several times. Sometimes the water almost went over the glass. You know how you get in there and you fill it up too full. The deacon put a pipe in the back. It's 2 inches lower than the glass. We got this pipe in the back. So if they ever get too full, they'll go down the pipe in the back and we're on pier and beach. Bill Sandberger designed this thing, and we're on pier and beach, and the water will just go on the dirt below and it won't bother nobody. I said, great.
And one night I was baptized, and I was going to baptize a mature lady. Mature in every area of life. I'm a big fella. She came in, that water went up. It didn't go over the back. It started going down that pipe in the back. You know the sound that made? It's the worst sound you've ever heard in your life. I quickly took my left hand, put it over the pipe, trying to squelch it out. I got one arm to dunk this woman with. Now, you preachers know that we bring them up. You know, people always think, how do you bring that big little boy up? Or that mature lady on there. There ain't no problem bringing them up. It's getting them under, brother. People are buoyant. Especially mature women. That's why I always have mine cross their arm, put my hand right on their arm, and I start doing a chiropractic move. Whoa! Because it's one thing that irritates me is if I bring them up and they got a dry patch right here. I dunk them again if they come out dry. I mean, if we ain't going to dunk them until they get all wet, and leave a dry spot, we might as well just sprinkle them up. But I was wondering, how am I going to get this woman under? I got my left hand on this pipe, I got one arm, and I thought, well, I'll just clip her. I thought I'd just clip her with my leg. But I thought I could lose that woman. I don't know. I felt like she could be a tiger. So I just whispered in her ear, I said, could you squat down? I thought if she squat down, I could start to tilt her under. So she got down as far as she could go. Her body buckled up down there somewhere. And water was to her lip. And I said, can you go down a little further? She said, I had gone down as far as I could go now. So I didn't know what to do. I had my left hand on the Bible. I almost had her. I'm so close. You know, finally, I've been a Methodist so long in my life, finally, I just took my right hand and just started flashing her all the way. And to this day, she's baptized. You got to have a sense of humor, baby. But sometimes we have a hard time as preachers taking ourselves too seriously. Let me tell you what happened. A year ago Easter, church was packed out of the First Baptist Avenue.
packed out. Early service full. Second service full. You know how they come free in Christmas. I heard one old boy said, he comes at Christmas and Easter. He said, I'm tired of singing away in a manger and up from the grave here with me. I said, well, if you come, boys, you're going to do something. You can sing something else. But on this one Sunday, packed out, and all of a sudden, up in the choir loft, we have air conditioning units up in the attic, and they were, condensation pans had overflowed, water was dripping through the ceiling onto the choir, and you know how fire people are. Then the women found their husbands out in the audience. They get up, though. Two of them got up and they start going outside, going, I'm up there I'm trying to look a little pastoral, trying to be mega church. We're not big at Saginaw, we're mini mega. And we don't use evangelism exploding, we use evangelism pub. But we're getting there, and I want to look good. Pastor, I got my little poochie, I'm starting wearing these little poochie things now. And just try to look good. On the big church, big time. They go to me. I know where they're going. They go up and try to fix that thing during the service. All they need to do is turn off the air conditioning and leave it alone till after the service. Oh, no. They're going to go face it up right during the service. They went on up there, and you hear them walking up there. And all of a sudden, you get, right above the baptistry, here comes Terry Houston right through the service. Serious, right through the ceiling. Hit the 2x6 and went right through. Caught himself, praise the Lord. One arm on each side, his legs were just tiny. We had, our people, we just went, 500 of them went, oh. His mama's out there going, his mother, senior daughter went, Terry! Then you could hear him talking up there. One of them said, can you see anybody? The other one, and the one hanging there said, I can see the choir. They had to pull him out. He ripped his pants. Later, later on the next day, his mother called and said, his armpits are changed. I almost said, praise the Lord. Our coach was giving his testimony right when that happened. He turned and saw it. He looked at me. This is what he said. He said, Brother Dennis, are we having a healing service? Someone's going to be rude. Oh, the layman loves that. Oh, they started clapping. They love for things to go wrong in church.
If you come to hear me preach and say, sometimes you pass through, I'm typical, regular, Southern Baptist, traditional preacher. I'm not just like this all the time. I'm a little crazy in the pulpit, but not this way just all the time. There's a time and place for a lot of things. Thank you for letting me come and go as long as this, but I want to give you your tithes for me. God bless you.